Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Sutter and his orchestra, Judd Collins and the Bears, and Bing's guests, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the most popular man in radio since everyone else went into television, Bing Crosby.
Don't mislead yourself, Ken, of these charming people here. There are plenty of people left in radio.
Well, anyway, Bing, you don't seem to be worried about it. Gee, you look wonderful.
I feel wonderful. I just come back from Lake Arrowhead. Up there on location, making a picture and fishing.
Oh. Well, if you've got a lot of fish, bring them over to my house for dinner tonight.
Oh, no, I'm busy tonight, Ken. I can't do it. I've got to play a benefit for a bookmaker.
While you were away, Joan Crawford released her list of the 10 men in Hollywood who have the most sex appeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's me and Hope.
Brace yourself. You and Bob didn't make it. You see, Bing, in order to get on the list of great lovers, you must have a terrific inner emotion. Can you look into a girl's eyes and start a roaring fire?
Well, if I do, who's going to put it out? Let me tell you something, Ken. If Joan Crawford or anyone else is making up a list of men who appeal to ladies of the land, she should never forget to include the name of Snodgrass Rutherford.
Snodgrass Rutherford? Who's he?
Why, Ken, Snodgrass Rutherford is known far and wide as the gentleman who poses for the pictures in the long underwear section of the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Snotty real
and
well.
He's a gallant man,
he's
gay
a
gay boy.
Boy.
Now, Ken, I think we better get here rolling here with a little music. I note the opening selection is Mr. Christopher Columbo from Here Comes the Groom. John Scott, get it rolling, will you? Here's Christopher Columbo. Meet Christopher Columbo. Well, it proved to all the squares that the world was round. Circle round and found the you. Mr. Christopher Columbo went for a boat ride one fine day. On his day off, traveled such a way off, he found the USA. Oh, Mr. Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, west to west, oh, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. Rusted, lusted, thirsty, thought he mustard, 'cause all he found was ground unplowed. So he hoed some, laid her on the growed some, buildings tall and proud. Oh, Mr. Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. North, west, oh, west, oh, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. Isabella really liked this fella. Pawned her best fur coat just to buy the boy a boat. Oh, Mr. Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. He found the USA. Stop and load some freight. But where ground was, all he really found was real nifty real estate. Oh, Mr. Christopher Columbo thought the world was bound. Oh, presto, west, oh, sailed the man Columbo. He found the USA. When he docked here, almost no one flocked here. Now it's more alive. You try a Sunday drive. Oh, Mr. Columbo, he really pulled his arm. Oh, glad he got here. Now we have a spot here known as Freedom's Door. Where the helpless, homeless open up Freedom's Door. Where the helpless, homeless open up Freedom's Door. Open up freedom door. Here's a new song, which has been boosted into recent popularity by Louis Armstrong's great record. Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. Just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Thank you, Ken. Say, Ken, have you seen Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis yet?
Oh, sure. I saw him out in the hall.
Oh, what a pair. When guys are right,
I Spring, I want to say something to you. I don't like to be catty or anything, and, well, you know I'm not a snoop.
Well,
but
I should hope not, Ken.
Is it true that you and Bob Hope are just a little bit jealous of Martin and Lewis?
Oh, Ken, of course not. Why, Hope and Martin and Lewis and myself are buddies.
What?
We're all working for Chesterfield on the radio. We all make pictures at Paramount.
Ah, that's just the point. Isn't it perfectly obvious to you that Paramount is grooming Martin, a romantic singer, and Lewis, a terrific comedian, to take the place of Crosby and Hope?
Absolute nonsense, Ken. Martin and Lewis are friends of Bob's and mine.
Oh, Bing, how can you be so naive?
What naive? Ken, let me tell you something. At the studio, Martin and Lewis, they come in every day, and they tidy up our dressing rooms. They run and get us Cokes. They light our Chesterfield.
They do?
Sure. Of course, they use blowtorches. You know what characters they are. They can't do anything straighter on the level. Really, honestly, this is the darnest thing I've ever heard of. Don't worry about our buddies, Dean and Jerry. Those are just ugly rumors. They're crazy about Bob and me.
Oh, no.
But, Ken, at the last studio party, they danced with us.
They did?
Yeah. Not just any old dance. They asked for the first dance.
Oh, Bing, how can you be so blind? It's common gossip. Everybody's talking about it. Why, it's even been in the papers.
When was it in the paper?
Why, Harrison Carroll had a big story about it in the Herald Express last night.
Harrison Carroll? A big...
Yes.
Let's see, where...
Well, I got it right here. Look, I'll read it to you. Here, get this. What singer and what comedian at what studio are breathing down the necks of what singer and what comedian at what studio?
Well, he didn't have to be so blunt. He didn't have to come right out and say so.
Could have bailed it a little.
Yes, I never realized it was that bad. Something of a shock. Makes me wish I'd saved some money.
Hope wishes he'd say some, too.
Everybody tried to tell us, but you know, kids, we just wouldn't listen. We were gay butterflies flitting here and there. Now we're grounded, I guess. Well, we've got Martin Lewis booked on the show. Let's get him on.
I'll tell you what, let's just open up the door a little and listen. Let's see what they're up to.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, I guess we're all set. And before we go into the studio now, remember to be on your best behavior tonight and don't be raucous.
Don't worry, I'll make more noise than anyone there.
Now, Jerry, you should be very careful tonight. Just think, Jerry, tonight we're visiting the most loved man in America.
Oh, boy, I always wanted to meet Artie Shore.
Jerry, we're going to be on Bing Crosby's show.
Bing Crosby, that's my boy.
No, that's my boy. Hope is your boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. See, Bing, we're really going places. Did you see that wonderful write-up we got in Harrison Carroll's column last night?
No, what it say?
Well, get a load of this.
Well, what is it? Hey! Tell me what it says.
It says, what singer and what comedian are breathing?
Just a minute there. That could mean Crosby and Hope, you know.
Nah, it says we're breathing.
Well, anyway, Jerry, just because we happen to get our names in the papers, no reason for us to get swelled heads.
Oh, Dean, you're too modest. Did you read what Joan Grover said about me in the papers?
Oh, yeah. Joan named you in a list of 10 men who had sex appeal.
Sure. I'm sexy. I'm sexy.
Come on, let's go inside.
Okay.
Well, look who's here. Dean and Jerry. Come right in, pals.
Don't we get any applause?
We got it out in the hall.
Oh.
Fellas, I want to tell you. I'm going to watch you. I can see that. Fellas, I want to tell you, it's a real thrill to have you on the program tonight.
Well, Bing, Jerry, and I are really thrilled to be here, too.
Yes, say, Bing, did you see the big write-up that Dean and I got in Harrison Carroll's column last night?
Oh, Jerry.
Yes, I saw it, Hedgehead.
Hedgehead?
Yes.
You don't like my haircut, huh? Well, just for that, the next time I trim it, I'm not going to save any for you.
I didn't mean to offend you, Jerry.
Well, he's a little sensitive about his looks, Bing.
Yeah.
The poor kid happened to be born with a face that only a mother can love.
He didn't like it either.
He looks a little like Snodgrass Ratchford. Don't get me wrong, Dean. I didn't mean to criticize the lad's physiognomy or his phrenology or his metoposky.
What was that?
I don't know what that is, but if you're going to talk dirty, we'll leave it.
Hey, fellas, there's a rumor going around that Martin and Lewis are soon to replace Hope and myself.
I think we should put an end to this silly rumor.
Well, of course. It's ridiculous. Want to come in, kid?
I'd say it's downright ridiculous. I was so carried away by your performance. By the way, Dean, what time are you going to the beauty parlor to have your ears stretched?
Same time you go to have your nose put up in curl papers.
I guess so. I see that I've had some pirates nestling in my bosom here.
Ah, Bing, Jerry and I will forget this if you will.
Well, it's really nice. I'm happy that you harbor no thoughts of moving Hope and me out of Paramount.
Well, let's shake on that, Bing.
What are there, pals? Now, inasmuch as you chaps are my guests this evening, is there anything I can do to make your visit a happy one?
Is there any special thing I can cook up to please you?
Yeah, show us how to make a road picture.
Oh.
You show us how to make one. We're stuck. Okay, we'll do a road picture right now.
I'll be Bob Hope.
I'll be Bing Crosby.
Well, what about me?
Well, if it isn't Dorothy L'Amour. What am I going to do for a sarong?
Just take a deep breath and let your shirt slip down.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's just be ourselves in this road picture.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I'll be Bing Crosby, you'll be Dean Martin, and Jerry will be a beautiful native girl.
That being myself?
Well, Jerry, you got to be the native girl. We must have a girl for the love scene.
Love scene?
Yes, the love scene.
Can we pick out the furniture? I saw a sign.
Jerry! Crazy as a nut. Look, Jerry, I think you'd make a wonderful girl.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I remind me of the girls I usually get.
Come along, you chaps. Now, Ken, if you set the scene, we'll get on with the road picture.
All right, Bing. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present The Road to the South Seas, starring Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, and Geraldine Lewis. Over to you, Mr. Trotter. We now take you to the South Pacific, to the lush tropical island of Okadoka. As our scene opens, we find Bing Crosby and Dean Martin at work in the dairy farm on the island. They are adventurers who've come to the island to seek a fortune in pearl diving. And having had no luck, are forced to take a job in the dairy.
That's a fine work for a pearl diver. Ah, quit beefing, Bing. But it's so hard milking coconuts. I'm tired of this island, and I'm tired of this terrible heat, and I'm tired of these dirty old clothes.
Oh, what's eating you?
I don't know, but I'm tired of them, too.
You know, Dean, we could really strike it rich if we could get Leilani, the native girl, to tell us the location of the white pearl of Maluna.
Fabulous, you know, it's worth millions.
Well, let's work on her.
Say, here comes Leilani now.
Yeah, let's really con her, huh?
Hello, Leilani.
Me, sweet Leilani. Me lovely, me engaged, me use crankcase oil.
Ah, lovely Leilani, what beautiful hibiscus you have in your hair.
Me make them myself with hibiscus.
Hey, Bing, doesn't Leilani have a quaint accent?
Oh, I think it's charming.
I thought Yvonne De Carlo.
Oh, sweet Leilani, I love you. Let me take you in my arms.
You.
But your eyes bewitch me. Your lips bewitch me. Your figure bewitches me.
All right, I'll bewitch in a minute.
I love you too, my darling. You're a woman, and I'm a...
You're a what?
If you're a woman, I can't figure out what I am.
Leilani, let's get down to business.
Here, boy. Here, boy.
Now, come, why don't you tell Dean and me where we can find the white pearl of Maluna?
Me no tell where pearl is, but me dance hula for you.
Oh, come on. Tell us where the pearl is.
Me do old fandango.
Old fan your old dango someplace.
Now, listen, Leilani, are you going to tell us where we can find the white pearl or not?
Okay, me tell you where pearl is, but first you must sing me love song.
We sure will, kid.
Come on, Dean.
Now, listen to this, Leilani. Sweet Leilani, you look so funny with orchids blooming in your ears,
gardenias blooming round your ankles. You bloom all over, dear.
I'm a blooming idiot.
Never mind, sweet Leilani. Come. Come dance for us.
Oh, that lighter mile, the chest of real tobacco. Down, down.
the TV.
So we can turn off Milton Brown. Plenty of pineapple and the minster runs to wear.
We'll get a little back jack and a new Cadillac. We might eat that.
Jerry Lewis for descending upon us this evening.
Hey, Bing, don't forget to say that our new picture is Sailor Beware and that we appear through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions.
Why is that important, Jerry?
Well, to me it isn't important. And to Bing it isn't. And to you maybe it isn't. But to Mr. Wallace it means everything.
Darn good reading.
May I take two giant steps?
make Hal happy by all means. Ladies and gentlemen, what singer and what comedian from what studio appeared tonight through the courtesy of what producer?
There you are. Thanks a million, Bing.
Me too. Thank you. Good night.
See you lads around the celluloid factory.
Hey.
Folks, recent crime investigations indicate evidence of a nationwide decline in moral and spiritual values. Unfortunately, some of our young people seem to be afflicted. These are America's citizens of tomorrow. The threat to them and to the whole country demands strong and united countermeasures. The support of way of life based on the enduring principles of religion and to maintain the power for good offered by religious institutions are among the most critical tasks facing America today. Thank you.
The show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and they're bringing his guests, Jimmy Stewart and Anna Maria Albergetti.